All right, today's date is January 30th, 2013. Sergeant Ingalls, Ventura County Sheriff's Department, and I'm here today at the Ventura County Hospital, VCMC, with who came to the hospital tonight when he found out that one of his friends, and you said, what would you say his nickname was?
They used to call him Bevels and
Bevel. And the reason I'm talking to you now is I'm just trying to figure out a little bit about what happened tonight, or a little bit of background on So can we just start from before? How did you meet? What can you tell me about him?
Well, I knew him because his wife works with my mom, you know, and that's the only, that's where I met him, and I just remember I used to just see him around, and he used to work out there with my friend connecting stereos and stuff like that.
Where did your friend work?
Out there.
Is it in Fillmore?
Yeah.
So it's a stereo shop in Fillmore.
Yeah, he used to go out there and help him out and stuff like that.
So Bebo or whatever just went there to help out. He didn't work there right now full time?
Yeah, he helped him out there, and he would give him a couple of money.
And what was your friend's name that had the shop? Name?
I think his last name.
Is he the owner of the place?
Yeah, he owns the little place right there.
Okay, and out in Fillmore. Yeah. All right. And when's the last time you've seen Bebo?
It's been a while since right now, barely. You know, it's been a while I've seen him.
Like,
so I don't really know anything.
Are we talking days, months, years ago?
The last time I probably seen him was like a few months ago, probably. That's probably my last day.
And
now that he already passed away.
Right.
Know?
And the last time you saw him or talked to him, did you think there was anything different about him, can you tell me any rumors about him?
I would just say hi and bye, and that was it.
Right. Do you know if he uses drugs or smokes weed or drinks?
None of that stuff. I
You don't know, or he doesn't? You know that he doesn't, or you just don't know?
Well, I have no clue, you know.
Okay.
I've never seen him do any kind of stuff like that.
And you say that your mother works with his wife?
Yeah.
Has your mom told you anything like, hey, I was talking to the wife at work, and she told me anything?
Nothing.
But you have no...
Yeah. I have no clue or nothing.
How did you learn that he was in the hospital over here today?
Because I was passing by his house, because I know where he lives and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I was passing by and I seen the ambulance, and I was wondering, and I seen him when they pushed him on the back of the ambulance, so I figured to come over here and come by and see what's going on, you know.
So you just happened to be driving by, not going to his house.
Nah,
you were driving by and you happened to go by
driving,
and like, hey, you know, what kind of curiosity?
I was there for a while and checking it out, you know. And see what was the deal, and I seen, because I realized him because he had a tattoo right here.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of know his tattoo.
So you saw a person on the gurney that had a tattoo?
Yeah.
You know what the tattoo of, you know?
And I kind of seen him kind of fat, and I said, oh, that's my friend, you know. And that's why, that's the reason I came over here. And,
Do you know, or when you used to talk to him or see him occasionally, does he like carry knives or guns, or do you know anything?
Nah, I have no clue.
Do you know about if he works, other than helping out at the stereo shop, does he have any other type of job in Fillmore or wherever?
You know, I have no clue.
Okay.
I wasn't really with him and stuff like that.
I appreciate you being honest with me. All right, well, with that, it was pretty quick. Now it's 8:30 on the same date, and we're going to go off tape.